Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, we thank our Rabb, Allah Azza wa Jal, our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher. Abundance of peace and blessings be upon Nabi Akram Nuri Mujassam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his illustrious family and noble companions alayhim ridwan. Yes, marhaba, marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan bikum to one and all our beloved, respected and concerned and beautiful viewers of Madini channel. Welcome to one and all to this weekly program called Reformation of the Ummah. And tonight, subhanallah, our topic is quite comfortable. It's not light, it's not entertainment. But our discussion is with regards to substance abuse, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. Because drugs is something that doesn't knock on our doors and say, I am here to destroy your child. But yes, they arrive as fun, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. They arrive as fun, they arrive as curiosity, they arrive as peer pressure, they arrive as stress relief. And by the time our families realize, the child is already lost in the fog. So tonight is not about blaming parents. Tonight is not about attacking youth. Tonight is not about saving lives in any way, but rather in this, that alhamdulillah, Islam is there to protect our honor. Islam is there to guide us. And in this way, yeah, inshallah, azza wa jalla, we will find solutions from the Holy Quran Pak. We will find solutions from the hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to take guidance from, so that we could protect the lives. If we don't talk about drugs in our homes, then the serious matter is that the streets will talk to our children instead. Do you want the streets to talk to our children? Nahi, koi nahi chahta aisa. So that is why, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, we have chosen this discussion in dear viewers of Madini channel. And in South Africa, you know, studies estimate millions have experimented with illegal substance. Right, you are in this country. Teen drug use starts as young as 12 to 13 years old. Allahu Akbar. So this is not actually a Western problem only. This is not a poor area problem. This is an ummah issue and matter, dear viewers. Drugs don't destroy a person. They destroy generations. Allahu Akbar. Now, alhamdulillah, through the karam of Allah Azza wa Jalla, for our guidance and mashallah Azza wa Jalla to keep us growing, we should turn to knowledge, we should turn to wisdom and experience. And for that, mashallah, tonight we have once again with us our beloved Mulana Ziyad Madani Hafidhahullah, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, a voice of clarity in confusing times, should we say. Allahu Akbar. Mulana Sahib has always shed light on various matters and topics in discussions. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So let's turn to our beloved Mulana Sahib for this evening. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah. Mulana Sahib is also a teacher in the Jami'a, being the principal of Jamiatul Madina of Da'wat Islami. Alhamdulillah, so many responsibilities upon your shoulder. Mulana Sahib is here to discuss substance abuse, Ya Sayyidi. So Mulana, why has substance abuse become so common amongst the youth of today? What is the matter and the reason behind this? I mean, youth, after all, turning towards drugs and substances. What is the reason behind this?
I think there are many reasons due to which youth have turned towards substance abuse, have turned towards drugs, have turned towards intoxicating substances. Actually, in the world that we live in today, many things have changed as compared to what they were previously. Right. The world is moving at a different pace. Nowadays, life moves very fast. The world is moving at this fast pace, and the pace feels like it's increasing.
Very true.
That everyone's in their own busy life, and they all busy with their own day-to-day activities, trying to keep up. It's no longer a world in which people are actually living. They're just trying to keep up, and that's how days go. And so you find parents involved in their own activities, children involved in their own activities, siblings involved in their own activities, And if you look towards the youth are just coming up. They're trying to find an identity. They're trying to find themselves, but no one's giving them time in most cases to help them, to teach them their identity, to help to mold them and put them in the right direction. And so in their youth, they are looking for an identity. They don't really have much purpose to life. They don't know which direction to turn towards. And this is that very volatile stage of their lives. So they're looking for someone to latch on to, some group to latch on to. And when family doesn't give that, when their seniors, those who are supposed to be for their guidance, when they don't tend to give that, and it's understandable, they don't tend to give that because of the busyness of the life. But see what happens. They try to latch on to some group and try to fit in some way so that they can feel accepted. They can feel part of something. They can feel like part of a clique or part of a club. And unfortunately, youth tend to fit into, many youth tend to fit into the wrong clique, into the wrong club. And due to peer pressure from those youngsters that are around them, those people that are around them, it's always one try and just have a little bit and one puff and one injection, one needle and one pearl. And this is how it tends to start. Sometimes you also have youth that are coming from difficult background. And because of their difficult backgrounds, they tend to be looking for an escape. They come from some sort of stress, some sort of trauma, some sort of emotional pain. And they are looking for some relief. And so they just assume that those moments spent in the state of intoxication will give me relief because it will make me temporarily, and I'm stressing on that, temporarily forget about my problem. Avoid my problem. Not that the problem goes away, but I will, for a little while, not realize that it is there, not realize that it exists. And therefore, that's another reason that you find that youth tend to move towards substance abuse. One last important point I also want to share is that today, as compared to previously, I mean, in today's time, as compared to a few decades ago, drugs have become normal, unfortunately. This normalization of substances, of harmful and intoxicating substances, this too has contributed in a major way to the youth partaking in these substances. Previously, they were frowned upon. Whatever it is that was harmful or was intoxicating was frowned upon. I'll give the example of marijuana here in South Africa. They sometimes call it dacha and there's various names for it. But a little while ago, it was actually difficult to get. And as time goes on, in many countries, there is the legalization of these intoxicating substances. And once it becomes legal, now people purchase it, you know, openly. Now there are shops for it. People purchase it online, have it delivered to their homes, etc. And this normalization of these intoxicating substances has also promoted and increased the number of youth that are involved in this as well, because it's so readily available. I don't have to put that much of effort. I can go online and purchase it. It'll be delivered to my door for a few rands. And unfortunately, it lies there or it lands at their doors so easily, but it breaks down their lives so bad.
Yeah, Sayyidi, with regards to what Maulana Sahib has mentioned, mashallah, very beautiful reasonings Maulana Sahib has given as to why the youth are involved in this, right? Mashallah. But I'm just recalling a story that I have read about a child from Johannesburg, 16 years old boy. He never ever took drugs in his life except for this once. During some friend's party or something, it may have been of that nature. It is said that he joined the company of his friends just once, right? Though he was a good student, though he was quiet, he was respectful. Just that once he'd taken the drugs, that once became a weekly thingy. It became a weekend thingy. And from the weekend, it became a daily use. And the mother actually has said about her son that within 2 years, his state was such that he had dropped off of school. He began stealing from his mother. Allahu Akbar, stole household items to buy and purchase drugs. This is what drugs does.
Sure.
And he ended up sleeping on the streets. And his mother says that, and one thing she says that shakes the heart here, she says, I lost my son when he was still alive. I lost my son when he was still living. So he was dropped from school. He lost his friends, his company, people saying bad things to him. He became a street boy, in other words. And drugs will take you to the streets. A lot of people that we see sitting at the dirt, sitting at the bin area, digging in the bins to eat and looking for food. You see people sleeping on the streets here and there. You find people all over, right? And majority of the people who are homeless, many of them are because of drugs, So the question is now, what do you do about the youth who assume that this is just for fun? I just want to take the drugs for fun. Any advice for such youth, Ya Sayyidi, who just on the name of fun, for the name of going out with friends, chilling out, you know, It may just be part of the rush for that moment. And when I go back home, I'll be sober, I'll be normal.
It's important to understand that no addiction started with the intention that I want to be addicted to this.
Mm.
And so if we think that just for fun, just once, well, that's how every addiction started. Mm. That's how all those people who are drug addicts and are labeled as drug addicts and have lost so much in their lives, all of them started with just once.
Once.
Just for fun. Just for the moment. Just to fit in. Just for this party. I'll go home and things will change. I won't do the same tomorrow. Next week will be different. Next month will be different. I still have many goals. But that just once, just for fun, just for the fun of it. Mm. That led to them becoming dependent upon it. So for that one day, for that one moment, it may just seem like the fun of the moment, but it actually is the gateway, it's the doorway to dependency upon that. Eventually, you do become dependent upon it. And if you just look around, you think, who started thinking that they were going to end up where they're going to end up? It's always that first step which leads to the next, which leads to the next. And the chain reaction goes on and on until this person's mind changes. They become dependent upon it. And eventually, you end up with an addict. But that addict started somewhere. He just started with that experiment. And eventually, that experiment turned out to become the chains that are now locking and closing off all of his opportunities, breaking down his entire life, and closing him off to becoming the great person that he one day intended to become. That just once. And that just for fun is the first step and the most dangerous step. And thereafter, it's all downhill.
Allahu Akbar. So many of the youth who are stuck in drugs and whose lives are destroyed today, never, ever, ever in their wildest of dreams imagined that they would ever be in the state that they are today.
Most definitely.
So as you just said, Mahasab, you know, addictions don't plan you. I mean, you don't plan addictions. Addictions plan this person. You know, we don't plan addictions. I mean, as you just said now, we don't plan addictions. Ki humko addicted hona hi hai. Lekin ek martaba jo addicted ho jaye, that addiction will plan for you what's next. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. This is a very, very, very sad situation, Ya Sayyidi. And we have so many youth in this problem. Now, the problem that we're facing in South Africa is that it's supplied to the schools. Children in primary schools could be suppliers and merchants out there, Ya Sayyidi.
It's unfortunate.
It's unfortunate. And as you mentioned, you know, these edibles that you do get nowadays, these are also more problems adding to the factor.
I think this is something that parents need to know about. That previously, we might have thought that drugs, these intoxicating substances, they could be purchased in a very difficult way in a certain place, and they have a certain shape and a certain size, etc. In today's time, they have moved to the forms of edibles, which they call edibles. It's just one of the names that they do call it. But in the form of sweets, gummy bears, lollipops, cakes, biscuits, cookies, just all of these things. Unfortunately, drugs have moved into these forms as well. And so it becomes very difficult to notice. It becomes very difficult to notice immediately to just see that, oh, this person is, or my son is taking drugs, or my daughter is taking drugs, or this person or that person is taking drugs. They could just seem like they're eating sweets. And unfortunately, all of those effects from those dangerous drugs are actually in that as well. And so we need to be aware of it. We need to be made aware of it. We need to remove blinkers and see life for what it is, see things for what it is, that the world has evolved a lot. And if we're not going to evolve in our mindsets as well, if we're not going to open our minds and our eyes to the reality of what things have become, then we're going to be left in the back. We're going to be lost in the dark. And unfortunately, children will continue to walk this dangerous path.
Allah Kareem protect our youth. Allah Azza wa Jalla protect our youth. And for people who started on low dosages, assuming that, you know, just to keep myself calm at work at the office, and this amount of milligrams will allow for me to cope throughout the day. And from there, that's when a person is immune to something, on that strength, for example, then he wants to go a little higher than that.
Yes.
And a little higher than that. And eventually he goes so high that he's no more on the ground.
Yes.
He's always walking in the air. He's always flying with his brains. And people like this have really suffered. Okay, so substance abuse, Ya Sayyidi, is dangerous. Mahasab has highlighted that aspect. We spoke about not having it as a fun and the dangers and the harms behind that as well. But how does substance abuse damages a person spiritually, if not physically?
Oh, that's true. Actually, substance abuse does damage one physically. I think there's no hiding from that. That we've seen people that have gone through you know, much sicknesses. They've become weak. They've lost everything. And sometimes they can't manage to walk and can't manage to go on with life because this drugs has eaten them so badly. But it doesn't only finish a person, doesn't only destroy a person and harm a person physically. It also harms a person spiritually. If you see that when people are in the state of intoxication, how much of dhikr you think they're going to make? Salah becomes extremely heavy. They barely realize what time of day or night it is. How are they then going to recognize that the time of salah has come in and I need to go to salah and perform salah with the presence of my heart and the presence of my mind? We over and over speak about khushu' and khudu' and salah. The presence of our hearts and minds, the humbleness, the humility that we need to find ourselves in. When we are performing salah, how is all of that going to be experienced by a person who is not in a sober state in the first place? They're intoxicated in the first place. This person, as they go on, as people go on with intoxicants and with drugs, then they feel ashamed actually. They feel lowly. They feel ashamed to actually turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make dua, to perform salah. And so they drift away further and further.
On this note, yes, Sayyidi, because you're talking about salah, namaz, ibadah, in connection with Allah Azza wa Jalla, how is it that sometimes a child will not eat swine?
Right.
Because it's haram.
Yes.
But on the other hand, this haram he easily takes on to.
See, this is the danger because we have normalized certain things in society. So drugs has become normalized. It's seen as, okay, many people are involved in it. It's easy to get it, etc. So that became a little bit more normalized. And once it becomes normalized, then people don't feel it as heavy upon them. So consuming swine, that is not normalized, alhamdulillah, in South Africa at least, we can say that it's not normalized. Therefore, if a person, if a Muslim is going to purchase some sort of meat and he realizes it's the meat of a swine, he's not going to partake in it. And so everyone frowns upon it. But as something becomes normalized and it is less frowned upon.
This is the question. This was the point I was trying to make, Yasiri, that from childhood, whenever we took our children to the meat markets, to the butcheries, for example, and we saw swine, we were disgusted by even seeing it. And our children realized parents don't like this because haram. Allah doesn't like Muslims to eat this. So we instill the values of Islamic values in our children from a little age about what's haram, what's halal, what's haram, what's halal. But drugs is a thing that from childhood, no one ever speaks to their children about
drugs. It's an avoided topic.
It's an avoided topic. I feel like only when a child learns the word drugs, then we just might talk about it. But from that age, when a child can know what's about drugs, I would say 2-3 years old, and just as you know, this is haram, we should speak about the word drugs and say this is haram, haram all the time. And drill this, embed it, you know, make it sink and fathom into the child's heart and mind, let it absorb. And when the child becomes 7-8 years, from that little age, if a child, he or she, understands how haram this is before even the body damage, then I think parents will start winning, because there isn't any awareness brought to the youth. I haven't heard any parent ever giving any nasiha to a 5-year-old child about drugs. I believe it can start from the age of 6-7.
Yes, at least that much, that Allah Azza wa Jal does not like this.
This is hated
in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We push our children away from certain other haram things that no, you can't.
Yes, exactly.
This is haram, Allah doesn't like it. So just like that, we can teach our children as well. Even if they don't understand the concept so much, at least they know the word. It must ring in their minds.
I think one other beautiful idea is that, for example, you're taking medication, a cough mixture, deliberately in front of the children, before them, in front of them, we can look at the ingredients and look for haram substances. Alcohol is here or not here. And when the child will question, what is alcohol? From that little age, we need to then elaborate on this matter. That we're looking for this ingredient. If this is added to this, it becomes haram. Like how when the children want to buy sweets, we look for the halal stamp in our country. If there isn't any halal stamp, the child knows, oh, there's no stamp, mommy, I can't buy this. To buy sweets, you look for a stamp. To buy other items, look for a stamp. When it comes to drugs, we don't put any stamp to it. So we need to stamp this as haram, haram, haram from a little age. And this is just a view and an opinion, we need to instill these values in our children. But Mohsab, you were speaking about salah. You were speaking about how this damages a person spiritually.
Absolutely.
As well.
So see, this normalization of this haram has unfortunately made it not feel very heavy, and therefore people are partaking in this. However, it does destroy someone spiritually. It hardens the heart. It finishes a person. It destroys your general emotions in such a way that you find people that are addicted to drugs, they are reliant upon it. Their emotions are so damaged that they struggle to find connections within their own families. So you find husbands and wives drifting apart. The emotions are so damaged because their hearts have become hardened. And with that hardened heart, how do we expect that the person who couldn't even build connection with the people that were around them, How is he going to find it in his heart to turn to his Rabb and repent? That is a danger. Yes, the doors of repentance are open, but we need to find that in our hearts. Don't wait until it's later. Whilst you have the feeling now that Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed you with, this is not good. This is a ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we must turn to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Otherwise, it's going to destroy us more and more, and it becomes more and more difficult to turn towards righteousness and to turn towards salah and to turn towards dua. People become hopeless in making dua. They have become hopeless in turning towards salah because of their state and what they are known by and what they are known as. So don't let it go any further. Mu'min is not hopeless. The mu'min has hope in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Turn to Allah Azza wa Jal now. Don't let it spiritually damage you. It's done its damage to whatever extent it's done. Let this be the last. Not one more day, not one more minute. It's time to turn to Allah.
Kya baat hai? Kya baat hai Madine ki? Subhanallah. Mulana Sahib, a young girl, ambitious, bright, popular. Just because of anxiety, just because of stress, just because of depression, she turned towards drugs. Also a true story, yes, Libby. And it is said, in fact, herself, she says that I thought and assumed that the substance will able to numb my pain, my taklif, my difficulties I'm enduring, you know. And she says that, but they made my mind louder and darker. It became more foggy. I became more confused in life. And there are hundreds and hundreds of males and females and children and thousands who are suffering from this clouded mind. They can't see beyond because of drugs, dear viewers. And you know what another thing is, Ya Sayyidi? Drugs is taken because of anxiety, because of pressure or fear for something. But when that fades off, when that highness is finished and done over after 2-3 hours, where are you going to come back to? Reality.
Absolutely.
So you're running away from reality? For how long? How long?
Absolutely.
We're going to come back to reality. And when you come back to reality, you realize, oh, okay, the problem isn't solved. But I was enjoying for 4 hours over there. Let me go back there. The person keeps running away from reality, then he comes back to the problem.
And reality doesn't run away.
Until the person then becomes so addicted to it, that it's no more the reality. The bahana is reality. The bahana is the issue. The issue, that matter is just an excuse.
Right.
But now it's that deformation in the brain. Those chemicals which are being released from the brain that are craving that. And if he cannot have that available, he will kill, he will steal, he will cheat, he will deceive. And this is what's happening. Many families complain that, you know what, my son is stealing from the home. Many sons out there, many sons fight with their mothers and fathers. We have heard of stories where they will beat their parents and steal the money. If not the mother, the grandmother. Who's got the money? You're going to have to take out the money because I need this. I know so many mothers or grandmothers who have to supply the grandchildren drugs. If I would not supply my grandson this drug, he will hurt my daughter. He will, because they got some pension money, if they got some money, they will borrow. And this is just to have some sort of peace in the home, within the home. There are people who are knowing that they are on their way out of this dunya because of their health. They have lost all their teeth in their mouth. There are some drugs that make you lose your teeth at an early age, and then makes you like a beggar, like a bhikari. You become on the streets, and they are just being homed because no one else will keep them. Not even the rehabs will keep them. And in our country, we have so many rehabs for this type of work, Ya Sayyidi, and we see them over flooded with so many people. They don't even have place to take on new people. And Allahu Akbar, many get reformed. Many, after being reformed, will still return back to drugs because a person only lies to himself, I have control over this. I know I can control this drug, but in reality, the drugs and the addiction actually controls you. Your heart, your mind, your soul, your body, everything is being programmed by the drug. And we just become part of it, yes.
This is actually the normal addicts, that before they become addicted, there's always the belief, and even sometimes after they're addicted, that I have control over it. I have control over it. It's not controlling me. I know when I can take and when I can't take. You think you have control and it goes on and on, but by the time you realize that I have lost control, you have already lost control. And that's a huge danger, that's a huge worry that unfortunately many people do fall into. So the key is don't trust yourself. Do not trust yourself. Remember, shaitan is behind it. Shaitan is behind it and shaitan wants to draw us towards it. Don't trust yourself, don't trust shaitan. Stay away from it. You don't have control over it unless you have nothing to do.
Another very important question, dear viewers, what signs should parents watch for early detection of substance abuse in their children. You know, what parents should watch out for to detect this, Ya Sayyidi?
There are a few things that are quite common by people who partake in harmful and intoxicating substances. Parents can watch their children for sudden mood changes, that the child is usually quite stable, but unfortunately now the child's mood is not very stable. Suddenly they become very angry. Anger is a big red flag, that suddenly the child becomes very angry, the mood continues to swing. They become very secret about their lives, about their belongings, about their things. Now no one should go to their rooms, no one should touch their cupboards, no one should touch their cell phones. This is also, you know, it's a red flag.
Ishara.
Yeah, it's an ishara. It's an indication that helps us to detect that something wrong is going on. Also, you find that some youngsters tend to move towards isolation instead of spending time with their families. That's also due to intoxication many a times, that since they're intoxicated, they want to move away, or they are craving that, they don't know how to handle themselves anymore in public or with their family members. You find lying becomes quite rife and quite common among them as well, because now they have to cover that story with a lie and cover that lie with another lie, and that leads on and it just goes on. In some severe cases, you find children drawing a lot of money from their parents, and when they don't get that money, the items also go missing. If the money goes missing, children tend to, you know, take it because they need it. They've become dependent on it. Or items go missing. Actually, this is a very late stage. When money is going missing and items are going missing, that's already a bit late. Allah, that means you are detecting it after it has taken such a huge portion of the child's life that the child now feels dependence upon it. That if I don't have it, I can't manage. And therefore, they would, even if they're not getting money, they're going to steal that money, or they're going to steal items within the home and sell it in order to be able to purchase those drugs. And overall, you will also see a gradual decline in studies. Sometimes it's gradual, sometimes it's not as gradual, sometimes it's very subtle. And so we need to watch out. But these are many stages that are, you know, they're quite the latter stages. You don't want to wait for your child to completely fail at school and madrasa before you realize, or for all your household items to be missing before you realize.
So these are the signs that you're talking about. They are whispering before the addiction will start screaming.
Absolutely.
Allahu Akbar.
Absolutely. Most definitely. So just be careful. I think the mood changes and the secrecy and so on, these are things to watch. These are early phases. And as soon as you see it, stop the problem at the root. You know, they say nip it in the bud.
Nip it in the bud, but also at the same time, don't think that your child is behind closed doors so he's saved. Why do parents think that my child is at home? Ghar pe baitha hai, mera bachcha bahut acha hai, ghar pe baitha hai. Lekin jo ghar mein baitha hai, the one who's sitting at home behind the closed doors is the one who is causing clouds to be erupted, you know?
That's also dangerous because, see, sometimes we think our children are just sitting at home. The thing is, from time to time, our presence is there. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, that does ward off shaitan. But when they are at home and they're home alone, we actually have this problem in society that many youth are becoming introverts. That means they're just spending time themselves. So parents are becoming comfortable with a child staying in their room and having their door locked for hours on end, and they think everything is safe. We just spoke about it just now that in today's time you have drugs that are in the forms of edibles, that are in the form of sweets, etc. Youngsters stay at home and sit behind closed doors and partake in that, and unfortunately they're on drugs as well. Otherwise they are smoking, you know, marijuana and other substances. Just have the window open, let all the air go out, and I'll open the room a little bit later. So since it's become so common, so easily available, so undetectable, I think even just sitting at home alone can also be dangerous. Rather, ensure that you have a strong connection that you're with your family members, you're with your children. Every half an hour you're seeing them, every few minutes you're seeing them, you're spending some time with them, you're doing activities together. They are with you and they're partaking in your schedule and you're partaking in their schedule. That is definitely a safer option rather than having them locked behind closed doors for hours on end with shaitan only as a companion.
Alhamdulillah, Mawasab, for sharing such beautiful Madani pearls. The program is quite shortened and time is of the essence, Ya Sayyidi, Alhamdulillah. But Maulana Sahib has partook in a beautiful discussion and has given beautiful Madani pearls. One last question, Ya Sayyidi. What can parents do for their children not to be involved in drugs like this?
I think supervision is very important. You need to supervise your child without suffocating your child. These two things go hand in hand as well. That you don't want to be suffocating your child such that they have to sit in front of you for 24 hours. No. But you want to supervise, partake in their life, be part of their lives, be open, have open discussions with your children such that they feel that they can come to you with whatever problem they have, whatever it is that they face. If they went out today and they saw some bad things, things that were not good for them, they need to be able to come to you and speak to you. Even if they partook in something that they weren't supposed to partake in, They need to be able to feel free enough to come back to you and to say, you know what, I partook in this and I just didn't like it. I felt like it was really wrong. And if they feel that, no, my parent is going to come down on me like a ton of bricks, then of course they're not going to speak to you. So be a little open with them that you can have those discussions. Previously, maybe parenting could be a little bit different. It could have been a little bit different where it wasn't as open. But in today's time, it's really needed that parents be open with their children, open enough. Yes, respect must be maintained, but open enough that your child can tell you that, unfortunately, I've fallen into this trap of shaitan and I need help. Let them be able to reach out to you so that they don't have to reach out to others on the streets. Plan family activities that you can all partake in together. Mm. Motivate your child to move towards the masjid. Take them with you to the masjid. Keep them in positive environments. And most importantly, know your child's friends. Know your child's friends. Many of these problems like substance abuse, drug abuse, starts from friend circles. Mm. Just to fit in, just to spend some time with each other, just to make sure that I feel part of this clique and part of this club. Children also partake in that which their friends. Peer pressure is going to start with the peers. So know your child's peers. Know their friends, know their whereabouts, watch their whereabouts. Make sure that you're always in contact with them as much as possible. Keep them around you, partake in activities with them. Let them partake in your activities. Do family activities together and keep a good, open and respectful relationship with them.
MashaAllah, a busy child is a protected child, Ya Sayyidi. And gosh, all of our youth have some purpose in life and are busy attaining their purpose of living, you know, planning their careers and handing over their affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of this is possible, dear viewers. Just keep this bala, the shaitan, away from your youth, from the children, from your families. And if you know anyone who is stuck in the situation, make dua for that person. Pray for that person's well-being. Because this is one shaitan, this is one deadly shaitan that has taken thousands of lives already. Mm. Where it destroyed them. Public hates to see them. Family members dislike even seeing their faces even to date. They never imagined that one day their life going to be like this. But drugs planned what they're going to turn out to be. So what do you want of your children? Don't trust them. I'm serious. Do not trust them. A lot of people who said, I trusted my son or my daughter or my child, they had to take back their words. So this is a done and tested thing. Drugs have shaken strong, strong people. So do not trust yourself and do not think that I know it all. Drugs can really destroy any person. And it has done this before. So on a serious note, speak to your children and bring awareness to the families, to the family members. And often, I have seen this so many times where the most obedient one of the family turns towards drugs. Allah. Most obedient child of the family whom they thought could not even kill a fly, you know. Mm. He is so soft-hearted, so soft-natured. But we don't know behind that softness how much of that grief and anxiety is there, you know. What problems that person may be going through at times. And to find relief of the dunya, people turn towards this thing, assuming that to be a medication for the problem, numbing the issues, but actually it worsened situations. Allah Kareem make it asan for all of us, dear viewers of Madini channel. For now, we have this beautiful kalam that will be recited by Mahmood At-Tari, Hafidhahullah. Let's listen to this kalam, inshallah, until we return. Sallu alal Habib.
Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
दिल को सुकून चमन में ना है लाल अजार में सोजो गुदाज है फकत उनके दिया फकत उनके दियार में दिल को सुकून चमन में ना या मुस्तफा बुलाइए अपने दियार में या मुस्तफा सरकार आऊं तैबा के फिर लाल अजार में سرکار آؤں تیبہ کے پھر لال زار میں دل کو سکون چمن میں نا ہر نصیب ہو ہر سالیاں الہی مجھے حج نصیب ہو جب تک جیوں میں عالم نا پا جب تک جیوں میں عالم نا پائیدار میں دل کو سکون چمن میں نا ہر سال غازری ہو مدی خیر سے ہر سال غازری ہو مدینے کی خیر سے ہر سال کاش آؤں میں سال کاش آؤں میں تیرے دیار میں دل کو سکون چمن میں نا افسوس گھٹتی جا رہی ہے زندگی پر میں دبا ہی جاتا ہوں اسی آنکھ کے بار میں پر میں دبا ہی جاتا ہوں اسی آنکھ کے بار تجھ کو غسل حسین کا دیتا ہوں واسطہ اللہ موت دے مجھے ان کے دیار میں اللہ موت دے مجھے ان کے دیار میں دل کو سکون چمن میں نا بدکار و نابکار نبی بدکار و نابکار کا ایمان یا نبی محفوظ رکھنا نا آپ کے ہے اختیار میں محفوظ رکھنا آپ کے ہے چمن میں نا کرتے رہو یہ حق سے دعا میرے بھائیوں عطار کو دے موت نبی کے دیار میں عطار کو دے موت نبی کے دیار میں سارا اندھیرا دور سما ہو گنور نور سارا اندھیرا دور سما ہو گنور نور عطار جب وہ آئیں گے تیرے مزار میں عطار جب وہ آئیں گے تیرے مزار میں دل کو سکون چمن میں نا ہے لالا زار میں سوزو گداز ہے فقط ان کے دیار میں دل کو سکون چمن میں نا
Welcome back, dear viewers. Alhamdulillah, you heard the kalam. You are watching Reformation of the Ummah, and it's almost time for us to close up tonight's discussion. We hope that you have enjoyed tonight's discussion with regards to drugs itself, substance abuse, how we could avoid it. MashaAllah, with a man of insight, Mawlana Ziyad Madani, Hafidhullah, MashaAllah, he shared some beautiful pearls. Sayyidi, before we close up the discussion for tonight, inshallah, does Mawasab have any message for the youth directly? That Mawasab could advise, inshallah, with some parting words.
Labbaik, mashallah. I think importantly, just to reiterate that which we've mentioned first at the beginning, that those chances to be able to partake in these substances might come about. And you know that just once and just for fun and just try it. Remember that that is a hole that once you step into it, you continue to fall. So don't take that first step in that direction. May Allah Azza wa Jalla protect us.
Ameen.
And those who are already in it and they're already falling into the rabbit hole, that means they're just going down. Just understand as well that this substance abuse that you've gotten into, it is an illness. It's not a curse. It's not something that it's impossible to come out of for you, that you need to turn to Allah Azza wa Jal and beg of Allah Azza wa Jal that please make it possible for me, please help me, and start taking steps in your life in order to make that change. Do what you need to do in order to leave those things. Value your life. Your life has value. There are people that look up to you, that maybe now it seems like everyone's turning against you, but there are people that would be dependent upon you, and you need to make that change for them. You need to make that change for yourself. You need to make your change for your akhirah. You need to turn to Allah Azza wa Jal, ask for help, seek help from the people as well. They are given some wisdom by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So take those support structures into consideration as well. Speak to your local imam, speak to your parents, speak to your friends, speak to your family members that I want to get out of this. Please help me to get out of it as well. Turn to Allah Azza wa Jal, make sajda, start to perform salah regularly. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, Allah's help will come to you.
Kya baat hai Mawlana Sahib, mashallah. Very jami' kalam, and collectively Mawlana Sahib has shared so many madani pearls. Shukran ya Sayyidi. And we hope to engage in another discussion next week, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Dear viewers, as we close up, just remember, drugs will promise you relief. It will promise you escape. It will promise you confidence. It promises you khushi and happiness. But instead, what happens, dear viewers? We often have seen loss, shame, pain, broken families, early qabrs and graves. So if drugs and substance abuse were something that really solved problems, we think the drug addicts in the world would have been the happiest people on earth, Ya Sayyidi.
True.
But this doesn't happen. They aren't the happiest people on earth because drugs will destroy you. And having said these few words, dear viewers, we hope that this will remain with you, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Keep reciting durood and salawat. Talk to your children. Listen to the youth. Seek early help. Return to Allah azza wa jalla with sincerity. Keep making sajda, as Maas have mentioned. This problem will come to an end through the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Reform your life before addiction deforms you. Until next time, keep smiling. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of